Well, there are a lot of questions being asked today about that shocking story out of California. A couple arrested over the weekend, charged with child endangerment and torture after a 17-year-old daughter escaped their home and led police to her 12 brothers and sisters locked up in filthy conditions. The original thinking was that they were all minors. The youngest was 2. But 7 of the children were actually adults, as old as 29, just terribly malnourished. The family came to California in 2010. The father, David Turpin, had once been an engineer at Northrop Grumman. He filed for bankruptcy. His wife, Louise, was a homemaker. They homeschooled the children, and there are questions about that. Reporter Shane Newell is with the Press Enterprise. He's on Skype from Corona, California. And Shane, you went to Paris, about 70 miles southeast of Los Angeles, where the Turpins lived, and saw a perfectly fine neighborhood.
Absolutely. Driving up, it's an ordinary middle-class neighborhood here in Southern California. The homes have been built in the last decade or so. I'm told by neighbors that the house that the Turpins had lived in, they were actually purchased in 2014. So this is among the newest houses in the development in Paris.
Yeah. And what are some of the things the neighbors are telling you about? It sounds like for all of them, this was a discovery. They had no idea.
Absolutely. Most of the neighbors that I had spoken to had seen the mom at one point, along with 3 or 4 of the children, but none of the dozen or so neighbors I spoke to knew that so many kids had been living inside the home. I spoke with one neighbor who lived 2 doors down. I guess her and her family used to joke that the family reminded them of the vampires from the Twilight book and film series, because she said they only came out at night and were very, very pale. Most, again, had limited interactions. A neighbor across the street had once tried to compliment them on their nativity scene that they had put in the front yard. And he said as soon as he paid a compliment, the family just looked at him and did not say anything. So, again, very limited, a door knock here or there, but no one had really known them on a personal basis.
By the way, are some of them feeling badly about that, not knowing?
It's tough, and I know I spoke with some residents who were kind of appalled that this had happened. They said they have Neighborhood Watch. They have a Facebook group where they can keep all the homeowners kind of informed about what's going on or how to stay safe. So the fact that this was going on in a newer development that neighbors describe as a safe place has definitely shocked and surprised the people I've spoken to.
Well, the Turpins had a Facebook page as well, and they posted pictures of the whole family going to, for instance, when the parents renewed their wedding vows at the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas, all the children around them in pictures. And ABC News tracked down David Turpin's parents. These are James and Betty Turpin in West Virginia. They said they hadn't seen their grandchildren in, 4 or 5 years, but that their son David was Pentecostal, very religious, that the parents felt called on by God to have this large family, and also that the kids were homeschooled. That seems to be the biggest question. How is it that there was a private school listed at this address? David Turpin, the father, was said to be principal. But we're finding out that in California, and according to the California Department of Education website, where David Turpin is listed as the principal of Sandcastle Day School, this private school, that private schools in California operate outside the jurisdiction of the Education Department and outside regulations. They're directly accountable only to students and their parents. Teachers don't even have to have valid state teaching qualifications. I'm sure there are going to be questions in the state about that.
Absolutely. That's one avenue that we definitely want to explore. And I thought at least there might be an inspection once a year to make sure that the facilities were clean. But the fact that we contacted a local school district to see if they kind of fell in their jurisdiction, and they said even though they're within their geographic boundary, they have no authority over a private school. So that's definitely an angle that we will explore in the coming days. And from the residents I've heard, there may have been 6 registered students at the address, but no one had really known that 13 children had been living there alongside their parents. So the notion that so many people could be living in the home and possibly being educated by their fathers is definitely something strange. And no one in the neighborhood that I spoke to had known that there was any kind of education or that it was, in fact, a day school.
Right. And because there doesn't seem to be any state official coming to check on it.
Sure.
Meantime, what do we know about the condition of the children?
We do know that they were sent to a hospital, the ages between 2 and 29. We heard from authorities that the 17-year-old who initially called 911, I guess, had been so emaciated that she looked as though she was 10 years old. So we'll definitely have a lot of questions to see how long this had been taking place and whether this extended before the Turpins had moved into this neighborhood.
Yeah.
They had filed bankruptcy in 2011 when they lived in Murrieta, which is a community about 15 minutes south. So I'm hoping to go out there today as well to find their old address and see if neighbors knew what was going on in that neighborhood as well. I know most of the attention is now in Paris, but I definitely want to explore the myriad of routes to see if anybody saw anything out of the ordinary when they lived there.
Shane Newell, a reporter with the Press Enterprise. Shane, thank you.
Thank you.